You are listening to Adda, a TransFin podcast. These are 15-minute conversations to achieve a singular objective, that is, to intrigue, amuse, and nudge you into thinking a little deeper. Also listen in for some riveting icebreakers. Do subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google to get that nice little notification every time an episode goes live.
Hello everyone. Today we discuss two topics very relevant to our age and time. First, we talk about the shifting sources of news and media. And second, we talk about the rising prominence of podcasts. Hey Simi, what's up?
Hi Sudhanu, I'm good. What's up with you, bro? New year, how it's been?
New year, it's been like 10 days and we are well into the new year, Simi.
Yeah, I mean, it's barely been 10 years, bro, but 10 days.
Yeah, 10 years already. Yeah, it's 2030 already.
Sorry. 10.
You can't wait, can you?
No, yeah. Barely 10 days, but there's already so much happening across the globe and in India. Right?
What do you mean?
Like the CEA protests in India.
Oh,
like
yeah. And also the issue with Iran and the US.
US airstrikes, yeah.
World War 3 is already here, Simi. Are you ready for it?
Totally. I sleep with a gun under my pillow. Bro.
I have
always ready.
I have no trouble believing in that. Seriously.
Right. But yeah. there's also the case of Australian bushfire.
I know that,
that was agonizing.
Terrible. Yeah, terrible. It's terrible. All those images online that come online. Yeah.
So there's already so much happening. Barely 10 days, as I said. But what do you think? What more is in store for this year?
Well, like in my personal opinion, I think overarching theme of this year will be the shifting definitions and the shifting sources of how we read and consume news, right? So I think if you see, we are increasingly searching for news online. So for example, we depend on sites like Facebook and Instagram to read about what's happening around the world than say sites like Times of India or Guardian and so on.
Facebook I think also did a little revamp on the website where they now have a more prominent news section, right?
Yeah, they also have like a news feed
news
per
feed,
se
yeah.
This trend is like particularly true for like those who are in the 18 to 24 age segment. Say for example you were talking about the Australian bushfires, right?
Yes.
Like how did you come to know about them
to be honest Instagram. I mean,
Instagram,
I had
right?
a lot
yeah.
of friends reposting these images from Economist, BBC.
Exactly. Yeah So these days we read news online on social sites like Instagram and Facebook than on quote-unquote established sites like for example Times of India, right? In fact, for example, many of us also depend on memes to read and consume news. For example, have you heard of this Marianne Williamson?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah, she is one of the US presidential
candidates.
Yeah. And so basically after the Democratic debate, right, this anchor, he asked her, how do you think it went?
Right.
And she said, well, tomorrow after seeing all the memes, I'll know.
Oh, wow. That's right? A smart one. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So basically the thing is, the trend is we are shifting to a world where we basically live online. And this means that the way we consume news is also changing very, 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 very rapidly.
Right. I think physical newspapers is a dying...
dying
medium now, right?
It is. Actually, in fact, in the past 10 years, the share of teens who actually read these papers has fallen to around
20%.
20%. And that too only in the past 10 years, all the way from 60%,
okay.
Right? And this is like true from like on those teens in, for example, India and the UK, South Korea, everywhere in the world, basically.
Okay.
So basically anyone with an internet connection would be more likely to depend on social media sites to get their news updates than from, you know, like quote unquote established sites.
Right. But do we have like any insight on why people are preferring online, like to think about it? I think it's because like I personally would prefer like an app or an online website because there's a lot of variety. Like I'll just, so at my home, I just have Indian Express and Hindu Subscribe, like the newspaper. They come, but like if I were to browse online, I usually look at something like a Live Mint, Business Channel. I have all of them, especially with apps like InShots. It's a curation of all the news from all websites, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so it's just easier that way, and there's a wider variety available online.
It's like far more brief, and also it's like, you know, has that sense of quote unquote urgency in it, right? It's always online, and also basically, like, you know, if your friends share it online,
Twitter,
you tend
I
to believe
Twitter
it as well.
We're just missing out on Twitter there. I mean,
Twitter too, yes,
focusing on Facebook and Instagram. But Twitter has increasingly been, I mean, it has risen as a source of news. breaking news, especially.
Yeah, but the thing is, for like those who are teens in the 18 to 24, they tend to depend on sites like Instagram far more than Twitter or Facebook, which they see as, you know, being for quote unquote adults.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, one could ask, why is this even a big issue? Because they're just teens, right? Mm. But the thing is, Simi, the teens of today are the adults of tomorrow.
Wow.
So. Yeah. So, like, their trends, they tend to influence big choices. So, like, for example, in 2012, Facebook bought Instagram for this very reason. Mm-hmm. They saw Instagram as a more immediate and more popular platform for teens.
Right.
So it's a very big deal. So I'm guessing that in this year, as the very definition of a media source will change, this year we'll see a lot more news consumption on, say, Instagram than anywhere else, basically.
Right. But I mean, with this changing dynamics of from where the source of news isn't, that also linked with the rise of fake news.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, like, you know, if you say get your updates from an Instagram page or from an Instagram influencer, they are far less likely to, you know, like, be
verified,
concerned about quote unquote editorial stuff than, say, an established house. This could in a way lead to far more fake news and far more you know, false updates, and that is why it is like very, very important for us to always be on the lookout for such fake updates.
Right.
So to speak.
Wasn't the recent news of Facebook, I think, hiring editors, like real people editors and not just AI to filter out fake news?
Yeah. They're also, like, you know, asking their users to be third-party fact checkers also on their platform. But then in the end, are these things really enough to actually stop fake news?
Right.
Only time will tell.
Right. No, I mean, good point there. Also on Instagram, I had seen a senior of mine from school, she's like this travel blogger influencer on Instagram. I remember her posting, someone had picked up her picture on like a beach or something and used it for some wrongful content. And she had just pleaded all her followers to report the image. Right. So I also reported the image, but Instagram just got back to me by saying that it does not violate any of their policies, which are like very basic saying. I mean, there's a lot of memes and a lot of sarcastic pages, lot of like these daily memes kind of pages, which post very, I mean, not very nice stuff, a lot of vulgar stuff as well. But when you report them, they just say that they don't go against the guidelines, which is because there's not like obscenity. There's not outright
nudity
there.
It's supposed to be funny. Yeah.
But I still don't get it. It can be very, very sexist
exactly.
at times.
Yeah,
so there's a very thin hairline difference between how you know what's like fake news, what is really offensive to a particular caste, religion, sex, or anything like that.
And it's going to be it's going to be a big challenge going on.
Yeah.
And that's why it's going to be a very, you know, important topic to talk and discuss about as this year rolls out.
Nice.
So Simi, what else do you have in mind?
We are in the midst of a podcast, Sudhanma. Why don't we talk about podcasts, like as a genre, as a new creative content tool?
Oh, sure. Let's do that. It's very interesting. Go on.
So when I was doing some research for this episode, I just came across this very interesting quote from The Hindu, which said that podcasts are to radio what Netflix is to television, right? So what Netflix is to television.
That's very interesting. I mean, that sort of went right over my head, but that's very interesting.
No, just think of it. I mean, the ease of having to choose something, just going for, a lot of us, I don't even watch television anymore, right? I'm always on Netflix or Amazon. It's because the kind of content that is available on Netflix and Amazon is much richer, and it's just at my prerogative. I get to choose what I want to see.
It's always there online.
And I know, if I want to see a movie, a particular movie, I don't have to watch a Suryavansham on Sony Max anymore, right? So it's that. And podcast, I think, again, it's very similar in that manner, because you go on a podcast app, like you go on Apple Podcasts or you go on Spotify or Google Podcasts, and you just look for something. Like, I am personally interested in like business or policies or economics, so I just look for podcasts along that area, and I find a dozen, just pick from there and listen. Right. So, and according to some data, it's just got some data, of course, they say around 40 million of 500 million internet users listen to podcasts in 2019 in India.
That's 40 million.
40 million of 500 million internet users.
Only in India.
Only in India, right?
Huh, so they were around, big segment.
Yeah, so they were around 3.5 million podcast listeners per month.
This is
all India data. And there's been a 60% growth year on year in the number of listeners. And just around 50% of the listeners who, once they hit play, they complete around 75% of the podcast. So that's a very high ratio. I might pick up a newspaper, briefly browse for 5 minutes, but not
barely read even the first page.
Yeah, and I'm done with them. I'm bored. Hmm. But I mean, once I hit play on a podcast, I'm likely to finish like 75% of the podcast. It's a magnanimous number. Right?
It is.
I mean, even from the perspective of marketeers, it's just, I mean, it's a very lucrative option. You just insert a role and just say like, this podcast is sponsored by, which is usual. I mean, if you've ever listened to like Joe Rogan podcast, that's what he usually
does. There's always some placement.
Yeah, there's always a placement. So it has, I mean, the fact that podcasts have emerged as a marketing tool is just evidence to the fact that it's a rising medium, right? So do you listen to podcasts?
You mean besides Adda?
Besides Adda, of course, and Long Shots.
And Long Shots, of course. Yeah. Well, there are like a few of them. For example, the podcast by The Economist, that like I do pay attention to like about like once every week or so.
Right. Yeah. So when is that you usually listen to the these podcasts?
Generally, like for example, when I'm on a run or like, you know, when I'm traveling to work, perhaps.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, that's one primary reason: long commute hours and people are always traveling. Like I remember in college, I used to take over 3 hours to commute, like
from 3 hours a day.
3 hours a day and back and forth. So I mean, then I used to like listen to music, and because there was no Spotify happening or YouTube Music or Amazon Music around, I just used to listen to music on YouTube, like.
SoundCloud, I mean, why not SoundCloud?
Sometimes SoundCloud, but I think YouTube was, and surprisingly, it has been researched and proven that a lot of people just use YouTube for music, whereas it's a video platform, right? But it's been used for music. Also, and radio, but radio, again, I just associate radio always with like morning, and just if you're taking a morning ride, I just would listen to a radio, not so much in the evening. Plus, all of these things, like even YouTube, they're just bombarded with ads all the time, so many of them, and just on loop. Like if you pick up one song, it's just YouTube is running on loop, but you don't, there's a limit to how much you can listen to one song, right? You can't just do that forever.
I mean, depends on like how good the song is, but I get your point.
Even then, there's the theory of marginal utility, of course. The more you listen to it, the lesser the utility you gain out of it.
Wow, Sumi. So I guess the S in your name stands for smart.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Right. So, okay. I mean, it's just podcasts just have this wide variety of the kind of genre, the kind of content. It's just, it's very wide and vast. So it will appeal to many. For kids, they have like poems happening, like middle-aged people or like you, they have even all news, as we were just discussing, all media platforms, they have their own podcast channels, like Money Control has one, Business Standard as well, Indian Express has one. So all of these news websites also do like we have a newsletter wrap up, they do like quick, very short, brief 3 to 5 minutes long
their own end of day news
wrap up. I mean, it's just this, the idea itself is so lucrative. I'm just driving my car out of the parking from the parking to the main road, 5 minutes, and I'm done with the top news of the day. I might not have a time to even like what we were discussing, even to go on a digital media platform while I'm driving is difficult. Even when I'm doing some household chores, like think about it, just playing in the background, you are getting some amount of knowledge, you don't have to listen in intently. Like that's, I mean, it's also associated with how audiobooks work, right? But again, I think for audiobooks you need a lot more concentration and concentration. So that way I think podcast is just the best option out there to get any kind of information.
True. Yeah. I'm gonna pay attention to more number of podcasts from now on.
You should, I mean, other than us.
Yes. I will, definitely. Thank you, Sumi.
Sure.
That's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening in. Do subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google. See you soon.